Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis. Hey everybody, welcome to the chat. Today is hump day, July 6th. That's cool. 2022. I'm your host and creator, Cody Lewis. If you didn't know, that's me. I'm the guy. Man, I've watched two television shows for the first time in like a good couple months since I've watched like TV. And we usually don't. We don't even have internet in our house. We have Disney Plus because it comes through Verizon. And then I have Netflix through a family member. So, yeah. We don't pay for subscriptions for that stuff. So, we watched Stranger Things. Now, I don't know about y'all. Now, if you haven't watched any of it, or at least up to the newest episodes out there, I suggest you do not watch it. Okay? it's a great, great television show. It's very dramatic. Keeps you on your seat. I will definitely say at the end of the 2-hour episode, that was quite long, but that was an awesome, awesome episode. And, they definitely did it really awesome with, season 4, because I think that they did it where it was longer, obviously like 1-hour and 20-minute episodes, you know, you can definitely get a little bit more like detailed with it. And I think that brings you in to the story more, gets you kind of more involved to me, but that's just my thought on it. And I tell you what, at the end of that episode, I had tears in my eyes like twice. I was like, and I had tears in my eyes when homeboy died, right? And then I don't want to say names if anybody hasn't seen it. So yeah, so I'm just not going to say names, but when he died, I kind of was like, I just, you know, kind of got tears just because his friend was just right there, and it was just sad, and it was just kind of really, really emotional, and it hit me. So I'm in tears, my wife's in tears, so we're sitting here going crying. And I sucked it up, moved on, and then later on again, there you are, start blubbering again. They catch you with the blubber. Man, they did a great job, though. I have to give them props. They did an excellent job. I'm super happy and excited to have watched it. I can't wait for more episodes. And even the best part about it is the fact that they got the idea from a true stories. Like, well, not at least true stories, but I mean, I say true stories because it's government shit. Some of the people out there think that the Girls Institute, what that is like the bleed outs in the aftermath of MK Ultra. But the TV show before it was called Stranger Things was called Montauk, which is literally about Project Montauk, which is Montauk Island and this whole base in New York over there. And it's just a whole thing where they did all kinds of different things with kids, and they did, you know, literally the movie The Men Stare at Goats, or the Men Who Stare at Goats, or whatever it is, with George Clooney. Same shit, literally. That's what it is. But they did it with kids and different things like that. And there's a couple different stories out there about it, and it's really cool to get into and listen to. But that base is still there. You can't go in there. You can't go there. It's like protected. It has like it has a gigantic disc on it. It was built for like the Cold War era or some shit. I don't even remember, but yeah. crazy. And the fact that that's what the TV show is based off of, and that the Russians are involved in it and stuff in the TV show, which is just crazy cool. And it just kind of confirms with the timeline and just different things. And literally just the fact that they did that. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. I think it may be kind of actually maybe like, what if it was somebody's story? What if Stranger Things is one kid's tale about being there and what they had, what they went through. And this is their story, and we just don't know it yet. Huh. Wow. What if? I don't know. But yeah. So also, I just want to give a little shout out to my buddy James again. Awesome dude, for real. He's pretty cool. We had a great conversation yesterday, like a 2-hour conversation on podcasting alone, and it was a great topic. So we talked about, unfortunately, didn't re-record it. I wish we did, but either way, I hope to get some more episodes with him on. It's definitely fun talking with him, and I hope to get on his show soon. Everybody give a like and a share, subscribe, whatever it is, follow, hit that little bell icon up there. Make sure you rate the show. If you're using Spotify, that's how you do it. You do all that stuff right there. It's simple. If you want to send me a voice message to be on the show, if you liked how James was on the show yesterday, where he just kind of send a message to me. If you have an advertising thing, like a company you want to advertise, dude, if you have a small business, or like, just spit 1 minute of an advertisement to me and I'll post it in there. No payments. It's just all right there. You know, dude, we're here to spread word of, you know, positivity and good things. So, you know, that's also what that's there for too. You know, if you have something to advertise, you know, you make knives out of sticks. I don't know. You make garages. You refurbish a painting. You do lawn care. Spit a minute and just real quick about it. And I can literally post it in like 2 or 3 episodes, you know. Even if you want to, if you have something positive, like you woke up today and you were like, dude, I'm just grateful for this or that. And you're like, I wish people knew, you know, they need to be more grateful about the world. And, you know, here's something that, you know, the rest of the world should know. Spit it out for a minute. You can record for just a minute. And even if you don't want it in an episode, you don't have to be in an episode, but you can spit it to me. That's okay. Either way. Let's get a little into more interactiveness here, guys. You know, it doesn't matter if you're from a foreign country and you can't speak English. Whatever, we'll translate, I guess. I'll try my best. But yeah, let's get some people come on here. Everybody, I hope you have a great, awesome day. Great rest of your afternoon on this nice, beautiful Wednesday. It's a perfect day today. Sunshine and nice green trees everywhere. I went out and foraged for some berries on the fence row this morning. Oh man, were they delicious. Me and the kids just destroyed them. They're so good. So sweet and juicy. But again, everybody, have a great day. Stay blessed. Bye-bye. Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that episode just as much as I did making it for you. Thank you to my supporters and followers. If you are using Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please, 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 please leave a rating and a review. It helps the show gain more traction and audience. Make sure to check out the Daily Chat's Facebook page. Also remember, just doing it is easier than not doing it and wishing you had done it. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.